The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Ah, blessed Friday. Some Fridays are just better than other Fridays. And the coffee sometimes just feels better than it does that first sip. And this Friday is one of those. I got a bunch of people coming over this weekend, which I'm really excited about. I told you guys it's kind of funny that my girlfriend Amanda and I have birthdays that are very close to each other. We're both Aries, whatever. And while we were on vacation, she's like, you know what I've never been to? I've never been to a rave. So can we do a dinner party that's a rave? And I thought the next morning when we woke up, when we were in better mindset, you know, that she would wake up and go, oh, my God, that was a stupid idea. I mean, we're this age and we're going to have a rave. And she woke up so excited by the prospect of having a rave, right? But our rave is going to be different because our rave starts at, I think, snacks are at 6?
Yeah.
Snacks are at 6. The rave starts at 7. They'll be out of my house at 10. That's our rave right there. So my best friend, who I have known literally since the 7th, 8th grade, is coming in for it. So,
yay. Because we got to meet him in San Diego.
Gianni.
And he was so nice.
Really cool.
Is his wife coming with him?
She is.
Awesome.
Yeah. Amy's coming up, so... It'll be a fun night with a lot of REM sleep starting at 10:30. That's all right. What's going on in your world this weekend?
I'm still trying to figure it out. I was supposed to be out of town this weekend, and we had to cancel it last minute for reasons I'll explain next week. But yeah, I think right now I'm just going to be deep cleaning my apartment. I'm the kind of person that's sort of like all or nothing. So like if I'm going to clean my apartment, I'm like going to scrub the baseboards. I'm going to do everything. But if I'm not cleaning it, I'm probably living in like a hoarder's mansion.
Okay.
So that's where we're at.
How about you, Mo? What's up?
I am flying to New York to support my family. My sister has her first art show, her first professional art show this Sunday night. So I'll be out there supporting her and the family and cheering her on to follow her dreams.
But you're flying to L.A. first to go to that party, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to forget that part. Oh. I got to fly to L.A. tonight and then fly to New York tomorrow.
So in L.A. tonight, this star-studded, perhaps celebrity party that you really think, like, career-wise, you need to be at, because you're going to be in front of a lot of people, right?
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to network. I mean, I wish we actually got to host the concert. That's what we were initially going for, but that didn't pan out. But they were like, you can host the after party. It's a private event. That's where everybody is going to be, and you guys would be like the mic and the DJ. And I'm like, oh, okay.
All right.
It's too good of an opportunity to miss. So, yeah, I'm going to be on both sides of the world in one weekend.
I hate to break it to you, but you're not even on the flight yet, and you already look tired.
I am tired. Is it that obvious? Yeah, I'm going through a thing or two.
You've been through some stuff this week.
The
fact that you are like, you know, life is going to keep lifing no matter what happens. And so you're still going to go out to L.A. and do this. You have an obligation. And then also you're going to be there to support family. I would just hold on to that nugget that you're going to get lots of great mama hugs and sister hugs there at the end of it. Like, that's crossing your finish line instead of going through that like ribbon. You're just going into the hug of a mama.
Exactly that. I need that because, yeah, life's not fair, man.
No,
It has a great sense of humor.
We're going to reframe it and say you have pre-jet lag.
That's a new thing?
Yeah, because you're going to be going across the country. You're already feeling the effects of that. I'm very interested to get your opinion when you come back, because as I've said before on the show, I've grown up in San Diego. And when you grow up in San Diego, you're kind of jealous of everything LA, because it gets all the attention. That's where all the movie stars are. San Diego's kind of, at least when I was growing up, was known as kind of a surf town, very chill. And then when we go to LA, we absolutely hate the people up there, man, because it's so superficial. It's vapid. You can't have a conversation with somebody without them looking over your shoulder to see if there's somebody more important there. Velvet ropes all over the place. So I despise Los Angeles. And I also have been in these scenes where, God, just like nobody's even talking to each other, man. They're just like networking and there's no real convo. So I know it's not hip to say because they've gone through so much the last couple of months, but man, there's not anything about that city I like except the beaches. But I'm wondering, you being in a business setting, if you're going to have the same feeling from an outsider. I want to see if you think that also.
Okay, we'll see, because my dude is excited about it. I am not, because I have a feeling it's going to be just like that. And I'm like, I don't want to fly all the way there just to experience people behaving this way, but we'll see.
You just got to keep your eye on the prize, man. You got to play the same game, because you're playing the same game this weekend.
This is true.
So that's good.
This is true.
Yeah, but you can't go in with that mindset. Just because you feel that way about LA.
Right?
Don't imprint on Mo. You need to go in with like, this is going to potentially be a great opportunity for me and my guy.
You have already told me I'm going to miss the flight.
Well, that was... Okay, yeah, I did. Because I know who you're traveling with. She was a different person yesterday. Okay. Well, she's changed now.
It's a different vibe today. Yeah, I got it.
Look, a lot can happen in 24 hours, Mo.
If this is business and dude is late, you're taking off without him. No Mr. Nice Guy this time.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I ain't playing with him.
Because he's done this before when you've been like, nice, I'm going to wait, I'm going to go get him, I'm going to wait for him, you miss your flight. Uh-uh, this is business. If you're going to L.A. and New York, you can't risk him being late.
Yeah, he's done it more than before. He does it every time.
Yeah. Okay,
this guy's consistent with it. But this is, you know what, when it's business that affects him, he's always on time.
Yeah, I bet.
Is there a paycheck attached to it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It'll be on time this
time. Y'all good.
The Burt Show.
In all honesty, I already know how Kristen's day started because the words were, I'm over it. So we don't even really need to check in with her. She is willing participant, but this has gone on even a little bit too long for Kristen.
We've gone, you know, this is the fifth day now that I have an advertisement on my forehead in the form of a temporary tattoo. And yeah, I'd say, you know, I've done this for 5 days. This is about 4 days too long, man. After that first day, I was pretty much done. But I'm a woman of my word, and everybody did very, very generous donations to Burt's Big Adventure to, you know, get some of this forehead real estate and to have advertisement on the Burt Show for the duration of the show. And this is our biggest donation yet. So we've saved the best for last. So thanks to Game Day Men's Health, who donated $1,250 to Burt's Big Adventure.
Thank you guys.
Wow.
For having their logo and their locations, Perimeter Buckhead, on my
on each cheek.
Yes, Abby's idea of using the eye black, because when Casey called up, she's like, yeah, so, because again, I, as you say, Brett, I have a nice forehead, but it's not the biggest of real estate. So we weren't going to be able to fit the locations on there.
Which makes it prime real estate, because if you had so much of it, you'd be able to put more on there, and it's not as exclusive, but because you have a tight, small forehead, it is prime real estate.
Why did that make me so uncomfortable?
I don't know. How do you think I felt? So, and I'm sure Burt Show listeners, y'all should be very grateful that, you know, we raised this money for Burt's Big Adventure. I'm sure you're very tired of hearing about my forehead. So just know, today's the last day.
Unless Tommy agrees again without her approval.
Yeah, no.
And then it could be next week and the month after that. All right, so let's get Casey Burt on. I'm excited about your sponsor today.
You should be.
What I do know about this place is they are one of the fastest growing franchises in America.
Really?
And it has to do with health. So this one I am very excited about.
Hey, Casey, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So I just want to go ahead and mention something that Casey is doing for Burt Show listeners. So every patient who mentions the Burt Show, if you complete a consultation and sign up for service, Game Day Men's Health is going to donate an additional $25 to Burt's Big Adventure.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what do you guys do there? I know you probably do hormone therapy and different blood tests and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's correct. We are a specialty men's health clinic. We probably 75% of our practice is hormonal health, so mostly testosterone replacement therapy. But we also do peptide therapies. We do medical weight loss, so the GLP-1s, of course, that continue to have a moment. And we do some sexual health therapies as well. Okay. All of our practitioners are trained, you know, specifically in men's health. We specialize in that, and we're looking to help men become the best versions of themselves that they can be.
All right, so since this is game day men's health, I'm sure when guys walk in, you got a golden tee over to the right. You got a bunch of TVs to watch the March Madness.
You get a slap on the ass from the manager as soon as you come in there. Good game.
No, you only get slapped on the butt after you finish your consultation, Bart.
Okay.
You don't get one when you walk in, but you'll get one when you walk out.
And if your blood test comes back good, then they give you like a pat on the ass. All right, nice job, Johnny.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Did we nail that, Casey?
I'm not going to comment on the butt slapping, but I will say we do try to create an atmosphere that's very welcoming to men. This is, for a lot of guys, this is a very challenging thing to talk about and to acknowledge. Thankfully, that is changing. Men are wising up to the fact that it's okay to want to look good and feel good. But we do create an environment that is welcoming to get guys in the door. It's we call ourselves the man cave of men's health.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of sports imagery, sports on the television. No golden tea.
Oh, bummer.
We do have drinks and snacks.
Nice. Okay. I would just look into that golden tea later on, Casey.
I can do that.
This is the kind of place, because you know, our audience is predominantly women. So if your man has, and if I'm wrong in any of this, it's just that this is the kind of thing that I'm into here, Casey. If your man mm-hmm. is like sluggish, sexually, he's just not feeling it. He doesn't feel energy. This is the place to go right here, game day, with the peptides and the hormone therapy, man. They are really doing amazing work over here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Most of the time guys come to us, they're complaining of low libido, what we call brain fog. You know, the concentration isn't there, the energy levels aren't there, and they're looking to feel more like themselves again. Honestly, we love the female audience because this is, generally speaking, a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the partner, the spouse, the significant other will encourage their partner to seek these services or suggest them, because the you know, in a relationship, of course, we are all subject to the whims of our partner and the moods of our partner. And we have women that come with their men. We have women that send us their boyfriends, their husbands. It's definitely a family decision, if you will.
You need that, because guys won't do anything about their health until their parts don't work right. And specifically, if there's something down there not working right, they're like, okay, where do I go?
That's the only time we can start.
All right, so this
other interested parties get involved.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, first of all, thank you very much for this donation. I mean, $1,250 is huge for Burt's Big Adventure.
That it is.
Really huge. So thanks for your participation in that. What else am I missing here, Chris?
No, so again, I got game day, men's health on my forehead. And if you want to reach out to them, can you read the phone number?
Can I read the phone number? Yes.
On my forehead.
No, I can't. But that's not a you thing. That's a me thing.
Oh, okay. Ready? 404-282-6491.
There we go. That's game day. Thanks a lot, Casey. Appreciate you.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Congratulations are in order for Megan Fox and her ex Machine Gun Kelly because they just welcomed a baby girl into the world. He posted on social media yesterday that when she was born to the tune of 432 hertz, which I guess is a very calming composure that they put together. Very interesting.
She's going to need that with those two parents.
But what's going on right now following the birth is actually even more interesting between Megan Fox's ex Brian Austin Green and Machine Gun Kelly, because Brian Austin Green shared a DM exchange between he and Machine Gun Kelly. And so I guess there was some conversations happening before the child was born, because MGK got to the end of his rope because he ended up DMing Brian Austin Green. He said, "Stop asking when our child is going to be born. You the feds! Quit calling TMZ and focus on that apology you owe me for speaking my name in public. You chose the wrong one to F with, Mr. Child Actor. Go back to cereal commercials." And then Brian Austin Green screenshots it, puts it on his Instagram story, and then he comments the laughing emoji like four different times. And then he says, "I didn't know child actor was something bad. Leo," as in Leonardo DiCaprio, "Leo, careful, he may be coming for you next." More laughing emojis.
So just so
that was a bad comeback. But
just so I have this right, so Brian Austin Green, who does share children with Megan Fox also?
Yes.
Okay, but doesn't have anything to do with this birth and their relationship?
No.
Is hitting up MGK going, "Hey, when's the baby due?"
Allegedly.
Like we're friends?
Allegedly, because that's what Machine Gun Kelly is saying in this DM exchange, basically saying, "Stop asking when we're having our child. Stop asking TMZ when we're having our child. Stop asking so-and-so when we're having our child." And then he called him the feds. So
like I get, like, that's the MGK DM to Brian Austin Green was a bit much, but at the same time, if you know this is your baby that you're having with his ex-wife, you're gonna want some privacy. And I granted, it's also Brian Austin Green has kids with Megan Fox, so that's gonna be his kid's half sibling, so there is like an investment there from his part. But I am not a fan of people taking the DMs and exposing them. And then his comeback was also bad. I feel like this is an instance, one of those instances where, like, everybody just played this wrong. Like, everybody played this wrong. Like, you have to take a step back. You're both parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you have MGK. Does he have kids with anybody else? I think this is his first kid, right?
I think so, too. I actually, don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure this is
let us pray.
I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, but this feels like first baby energy. To compose 432 hertz, like a sound specifically for the birth of the baby, doesn't feel like something you do when you've had multiple kids before. Yeah. I'm like, let's just act like we have kids, okay?
This thing is bizarre, and I don't agree with you. So, like, I mean, we're too old to really have this scenario, but if my ex-wife Stacy and Joe were going to have a baby, under no circumstances am I hitting Joe up or Stacy up. Well, it would come up with Stacy because we co-parent well, but these guys, you know, they don't have a working relationship. So I would never hit Joe up going, "Hey, when is the baby going to be born?" It just feels inappropriate to me.
So I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt since he has kids and it's going to be his kid's half sibling. No, that's why I said at the end, everybody's wrong in this situation. Like what Brian did, reaching out, especially reaching out to tabloids, because now it's just like a headline grab. Like you're just trying to get, headlines being like, "Brian Austin Green left in the dark about when his ex-wife and mother of his children is going to have her baby with MGK. Now, I get all that. I really feel like everybody in this situation acted a fool.
The guy's name is Machine Gun Kelly. Do you really think you're going to get a very compassionate response?
I would have had the same energy as Machine Gun Kelly if I were in the situation, but I wouldn't have handled it on the Instagram DM streets.
Yeah. No, you at least got to text me. Like, yes. Let's bring it to the text. Mm. If anything, I do feel like this speaks more to Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox's co-parenting relationship. Mm-hmm. Because how do you co-parent with a whole other person, but yet you don't know when she's due? Yeah. Like, are you not seeing her enough to where you can't see, like, homegirl's about to pop? You haven't even had the conversation. So it almost speaks to a deeper issue happening between them with their relationship.
That's legit. Yeah.
But it's a fact. I mean, it's a fascinating question. Like, for those that are in, like, blended families and, you know, say like your ex-wife is having a baby and you have children with her, like, is that your business? Like, because I mean, I'm assuming in my head, if we were if they were normies, right? Because they have nannies and a ton of people. But more so than not, when you go into labor, your ex-husband's going to be watching the kids while you're in labor having your baby with your new man, right? That would be the person who would be watching the kids. Mm-hmm. So he would need to know when you potentially are giving birth so he can be prepared to watch the kids if it's not his custody week.
I think if you're in a healthy co-parenting situation, that obviously is obvious, but clearly, like Abby said, that's not the situation.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm sure they have a nanny to take care of the kids, so you're not even thinking like, oh, I need to get my ex-husband to watch my two other kids. Like, I'm just going to call up whoever.
Yeah, and in these Hollywood relationships, it's like, I'll have my assistant call your assistant and tell you when you should be watching the kids.
All right, the FCC is responding to over 100 complaints about Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance, and most of them are probably from white people. I'm going to explain why. For obvious reasons, on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I did want you to know, Mo, I at least want credit for this, that I did have thoughts about just saying, hey, skip Mo this week and I'll take lead the fifth.
Thoughts.
I had the thoughts.
It stopped at thoughts.
Yeah, I never hit the email.
Okay. I appreciate your thoughts.
And I never texted Tommy on that one, but there were some thoughts back there that because you're going through such a rough time right now, like the last thing you need to do is take five questions from listeners that are designed to make you squirm when you are squirming in real life here and reeling in real life.
Right.
So I did have those thoughts.
I'm thinking of saying thank you.
But you just haven't hit send.
Yeah, it's just there. Yeah.
It's either draft.
So since I didn't, Tommy.
Yeah, and I had the same thought, Mo. I was going to skip you and go to Abby.
I'm thinking, aren't we?
Katie, did people in my studio, didn't I say.
They saw your thoughts.
I was gonna have Abby go.
You said it, and we all agreed that you should do it.
Yep, yeah, and then I forgot to do it.
Yeah, and you know what I'm thinking my thoughts are, is that we're a bunch of big a-holes. That's what I'm thinking right now.
All right. So question number one. Question number one, by the way, needs a little history lesson if you're new to the Burt Show. We were at a conference, and we were taking a picture outside, and Mo was wearing some sweatpants, and he had looked like he had gone to the cucumber fields of Guatemala and found the largest cucumber and had put it away safely in a sweatpants.
How'd you get that thing around customs, bro?
I got to have my ways.
You're not allowed to travel with fresh
Mo, do all the jokes, like my cucumber joke, about your sweatpants photo make you uncomfortable?
Not at all. Nah. Initially, when it very first went viral, I was uncomfortable just because it was like, you're exposed. And I think all of the men in my life were like, oh, yeah, you're embarrassed. But I genuinely was, because who wants to be that vulnerable? But, I mean, after a while, I didn't care anymore. It's all good.
Can I pause there for just 1 second? Because you had me curious. And Guatemala genuinely is one of the leading exports of customers in the world.
Oh, of cucumbers?
Of cucumbers in the world.
Oh, yep. I didn't know that. Guatemala was just the funniest country name that came to mind.
I know. I've been there, and I'm like, I've never seen any cucumbers. That's how ADHD works right there.
People are kicking back, eating their cucumbers, and drinking their coffee.
So Guatemala exports cucumbers, with a significant portion of the production being exported through Mo's pants.
I'm doing what I got to do, man.
We are learning. We are just like NPR.
All right. Question number two, how long do you think your wonderful girlfriend will stick around without a ring on her finger?
The rest of my life.
Yeah.
Aww.
So you guys have had this talk.
Yeah.
So it's
forever,
not that
it's
not that important to her either. Just so long as we're together, but we don't got to legally make this a thing.
I don't want to speak for her and say it's not important, but she's made it clear that being with me is more important than her ever being married.
Mm.
So if that's not in the cards for us, she has no desire to leave or be with anyone else either way.
I've been married a long time. That falls under the same category as, no, I don't want anything for my birthday.
You also didn't go to Guatemala and then come back with some produce.
Yeah, when you have that kind of produce, you can make the rules.
It's a little different, my brother.
And that's organic, no pesticides.
All right. Halfway point, question number three. All paychecks aside, Rate your coworkers from favorite to least favorite.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
And for the sake of time, let's just keep it to this room.
You're in this room, and you're asking the questions.
Well, that default makes it worse, the last.
Oh, man, I don't want to plead the fifth. I never plead the fifth. Okay. Bird signs the checks. Let's start there.
Mm-hmm. I think that's smart.
I think so,
that's
too.
Good. That's good policy.
let me see. I think I can relate the most to Tommy because of your hip-hop knowledge and just the culture that you have in you. So I'll go there.
Appreciate
it. No doubt. I'll go Kristen in order of I've known her the longest after that, and then go Cassie for the same reason, and then Abby, not because she's last, because I actually have a chemistry with Abby, and I think I get along with Abby the best, but I just, I've known her for the least amount of time, so that's why I'm going.
Well, Abby's got to put in some work.
She's going to ruminate on that all week.
No.
Can you please bump her? Please bump her.
I'd be in the same position.
Don't do that.
I'll just know to rank you last next week.
That's fair.
She's known all of us the same amount of time, so that one stings a little more.
That's fair.
Question four. And I have never noticed this, but evidently one listener noticed it because these, again, are listener questions. Do you ever get annoyed or frustrated that every time you try and tell a story, Kristen or Bird always interrupts you before you finish or get to the point?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. I think a lot of that is coming from a comedic background. Mm. Like, as a comedian, that's the way you're accustomed to telling a story, is it's just you.
Yeah.
And when you make the transition into radio, you're never going to finish a sentence. Mm-hmm. So you got to get used to it.
So y'all missed an opportunity there, either Bird.
To cut him off?
Yes, you should.
He was doing it the whole time. You hear him?
All right. Last question. What is the most white person thing you've witnessed since being a part of the Bird Show?
Oh, wow. You're going to need a couple of minutes to think on this one.
The most? So many. So many to choose from. The most.
Now, I got to mention this question, because this question is similar, but I had never heard this term before. Somebody wrote this. How do you truly feel about all the WYPIPO, white people? Is that like a thing in the culture? I've never heard.
It's just
that.
An acronym for.
It's not really an acronym, but it's just the way you pronounce it to say white people.
How do you truly feel being around all the white people who are constantly white people?
And I also want to make an observation that as you were answering, it was Tommy that interrupted you. This
fair point. Which question am I answering?
Just the first one. Yeah,
probably the what is called that when we went to when we were in Florida. And we went to where they was dancing, and they got the fried chicken. I forget the name of it.
Hoop-dee-doo review.
Hoop-dee-doo review. There you go. By far.
Yeah. On Bert's Big Adventure.
On Bert's Big Adventure, yes.
So we have to explain what the hoop-dee-doo review is.
So on Bert's Big Adventure, for years now, you know, we change up the trip a little bit, but there has been one thing that half the staff loves and the other half of the staff not a fan of. And you go over to the Wilderness Lodge, and you go in, and there's this thing called the hoop-dee-doo review. And they're kind of like in these old Western attire, and they sing like these cheesy songs, and it's cheesy corny jokes, and at the end everybody it's good food though.
It's the whitest thing I've ever experienced, but it's the greatest fried chicken I've ever had. It's a weird combination.
But at the end we all have washboards, and we're like playing on the washboards, and then you have these red and white checkered napkins, and you're twirling them in the air, and it's very white.
It's so white.
It's
the white.
The Bert Show.
Yeah, I'll die on this hill. I'd bring the BlackBerry back. I miss those elevated buttons. It was so much easier to text. I thought of another one yesterday as we were rattling off the statistic that 2/3 of adults would bring back their favorite retired products. I would start eating junk cereal again if they brought back the prizes that they used to put in the cereal boxes.
Oh, when you had to dig to the bottom to get them.
Yeah,
and your mom would be so mad because you dump out all the cereal so you get to the prize and then try to shove it back into the box.
I don't have that kind of cereal in my house anymore, but I looked it up yesterday to see if they do, but they don't anymore, I guess, because, you know, kids are choking on them and stuff.
That'll do it.
And they were toxic. But, yeah, I would eat so much sugary cereal if they brought those back. That's what I would want.
There was actually a cereal that they retired, and everybody thinks something crazy, but they were called Magix cereal, and it was like I know it was Mickey Mouse on the cover, and it turns your milk blue, and it was one of the best cereals I ever had.
Magix?
It was called Magix cereal, and nobody ever knows what I'm talking about, but I ate it for like a good year.
Is it one of those regional cereals, maybe, like they only in New York?
It might have been. I just remember it specifically because it turns your milk blue, and I remember it was a big deal at the time, but it was like it was a really good cereal, and they just stopped selling it.
Wasn't there a Smurf cereal also that turned it blue?
I believe so.
There was.
And
it
I'm pretty sure I ate that.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah. Man, we didn't care about dyes back then. In fact, they're like all the dye. Put more in it.
Yeah. All right. So when we were talking about this yesterday, Mo jokingly threw out that the item he misses the most is the shake weight. And that's how this ball got rolling. And we started deep diving into how much money these novelty items have made, especially the as seen on TV items. So for instance, Shake Weight made $40 million.
Insane.
It's crazy. And then we started looking up the Snuggie, $500 million. All right. Ooh. So I have done a little deep dive, and I'm going to pit two novelty items against each other, and you're going to try to guess who made the most money. So your first item, the Showtime Rotisserie. Set it, forget it, and watch the money roll in.
To do a chicken, slide the spit rods through the chicken, put the gear wheel on, and put it in your Showtime. Then set it and forget it.
Oh my God, the set it and forget it was like burned into your head. So you have Showtime Rotisserie going up against Sweatin' to the Oldies with Richard Simmons.
This is my brand new aerobic workout tape, Sweatin' to the Oldies. And if you don't like having fun, well, you best not come in here. Whoa!
The unconditional love women had for that guy
man.
Was mind-boggling.
Because he was so non-threatening.
He was really, yes.
You the original Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Those dolphin shorts.
You're right. Never going to have to say, like, that was inappropriate, Richard. Okay. You're never going to have to say that to him.
All right. So, which product do you think made the most money? Showtime Rotisserie or Sweatin' to the Oldies?
Give me Sweatin' to the Oldies.
All right, you're taking Richard.
I've heard of Richard Simmons. I have not heard of the Rotisserie Chicken Man, so I'm going Richard Simmons.
I don't even think this is going to be close. It's got to be Richard Simmons.
You're all wrong.
What? No way. Really?
All right, ready for this?
Yeah.
Sweatin' to the Oldies. Approximate sales, $200 million.
Okay.
Damn. Not bad. The Showtime Rotisserie, with more than 2.5 million units sold, $1.2 billion.
What? Just
kidding.
Wow.
$1.2 billion.
Set it and forget it.
I had never heard of that, actually.
The Showtime Rotisserie. Man, dude. I can't remember if my mom got one or not. I want to say she did. I'm pretty sure we had one in the house growing up. All right. The next two products going against each other. First, you have, you remember the Ped egg? So they would give you those up-close demonstrations of people scrubbing away dead skin and calluses on their feet.
Yeah,
like, I had a Ped egg. And that thing will go in on your heel, because I remember I went to go get a pedicure, and they're like, you didn't buy a Ped egg, did you? And I was like, I did. And they're like, we can tell. Because your heels are raw.
So you have the Ped egg going up against Petty Paws. So apparently dog and cat owners shelled out for Petty Paws, and this was a device that could be used to gently trim your pet's nails using a spinning emery wheel. Okay.
Oh, really?
So you have the Pet Egg going against Petty Paws. Which one do you think made the most money?
I'll go with the Pet Egg just because that's the one I remember.
Okay.
I had a Pet Egg. It has my money, so I'm going to hope it made the most.
I'm going to go with Abby's product.
The Pet Egg?
Yep.
You guys are all correct.
Okay.
Hey.
So Petty Paws made a paltry $150 million.
Dang.
Pet Egg made $450 million.
Damn.
For the Pet Egg?
For the Pet Egg.
Do you guys think that if we put our heads together, if we really said, okay, we are going to come up with a novelty item and we have to agree on it and then actually see it through, like try to get a copyright on it, see how much money we can make? I mean, we're pretty smart people. We should be able to do this.
We're not that smart.
I think we can figure it out.
I think we could.
We just got to fill a need.
I like this for a homework assignment.
Okay. All right. And so the last two going up against each other, you have Scrub Daddy It's one of the most successful products from ABC's Shark Tank. It's that smiling face sponge, and they call it the Scrub Daddy. Or OxiClean. So if you remember OxiClean, you know, used to whiten your clothes and clean everything. So who do you think made more, Scrub Daddy or OxiClean?
1,000% it had to be OxiClean.
It had to have been OxiClean. Gotta say it for my boy Billy Mays.
OxiClean.
All right. Scrub Daddy, it's impressive. And again, they haven't been around as long. 50 million in sales.
Okay. All right.
And this is the most successful product from ABC's Shark Tank. OxiClean.
Oh, boy.
Has generated over $5 billion in sales.
That's crazy.
That infomercial was nuts, man.
Yeah, it was.
It was later sold for $325 million. We still use OxiClean to this day.
Really?
Yes, we absolutely. We always have it in our house and to, you know, whiten your whites, you use OxiClean. So there you go. You guys did pretty good, if I do say so myself.
Has anybody actually done like a deep dive into the chemicals of an OxiClean?
Absolutely not.
So if your kids are just a little bit shorter than the rest of the kids in the class, it might be because of that.
The Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Kelly Clarkson, who I consider to be the nicest celebrity I have ever met in my life.
Ditto.
Over and over and over again. She is the most unaffected. She is just the most down earth. So how did this woman, this celebrity specifically, divide the internet yesterday? It had everything to do with parents versus teachers. And if you're a teacher, want to get your take on this. 1-855-BIRCHOW.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know when the school systems thought it would be a good plan for families and their emotional stability to start having performances at 10 a.m. during the week. This just in, a lot of us work and surprising you with it, like not giving you like an advance where you can at least tell your work, hey, I'm going to need this morning off, like to come in, like, and a lot of jobs wouldn't let you do that anyway. But even if you're like the boss and you would have that control, our kids don't understand. And we just look like assholes when we're not there. And then they go, why was this mom there? And then you have to say, because that kid got a better mom.
Oh boy. So just to give credit where credit is due, that is from Not Gonna Lie with Kylie on Instagram. So she's like, when did this start? Like, I'm a working mom and now I gotta go to school in the middle of the day, and if I don't make it, then my kids are looking at me like, where were you? And teachers were upset yesterday.
And honestly, I get why teachers are upset, because I wouldn't want to work after hours without any pay either. But at the same time, I don't want to have to leave my job in the middle of the day and try and figure out what those arrangements are. And I'm lucky. I get to work in a really flexible work environment. I can't imagine somebody who doesn't. And then you have to miss your kids' performance every time. And my beef with schools is that they keep hosting things like this during the day that pull you away from your work. And in a perfect world, you'd be able to do that, but that's not how it's set up. So no, I don't have time for muffins with mom. You know, donuts with dad takes away as well. Like, it's stop giving me all this extra work and extra expectations. And I know it's optional, quote unquote, but then your kid does look at the other parents in the class and wonder why you're not there. And so you got to move heaven and earth in order to make it. And it's not like parents don't want to go do that stuff. It's just we have lives. But I think the divide, because I saw the comments, I read them. And it was teachers telling Kelly and Kylie to check themselves. Teachers are already underpaid. Mm-hmm. They already like work contract hours. They don't get paid for after hours stuff. They've worked a long day on their feet and then they have to stay after hours for this performance. But my thing is, we're attacking each other and we should be looking at society and being like, why is society set up like this, mm-hmm. where it's so hard for working parents to support their kids? Why are teachers so underpaid and what can we do to fix it? And the answer is let the children suffer and cancel their performances.
Here's Dalton. Hey, Dalton, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning. I understand from a parent standpoint, like I'm constantly having to try to take off of work to meet my daughter's like performance or award ceremony. This morning I took off because she has an award ceremony. Fundraisers, you just like, and then if you don't go, the kids are crying at your feet like, why didn't you come? And I understand the teacher standpoint too, but like, it's a lot as a parent because you look like a crappy parent when you were the only parent or one of the only parents who didn't make it.
Appreciate you calling.
And your jobs.
Yeah, your no, job. I get it. I totally get it. Here is Devin, who totally disagrees. Hey, Devin.
Hey, I am coming from the teacher standpoint. And, you know, it's really like, when else are we going to do these things? There's enough going on the weekend for the families and for us teachers. That's when we try to get all of our lives done. So it's like, it's kind of a lose-lose on both ends.
That, I mean, and that's what I took away from it. Like, there's no winning situation here because something's going to have to give for somebody. And I was curious as far as the percentages and, you know, 74% and just talking about mothers here, but both parents, I think this applies to moms and dads because I do believe now more than ever, dads are very hands on as opposed to, you know, previous generations. And they want to be there for donuts with dad and see the, you know, the Christmas pageants and things of that nature. But 74% of mothers are now in the working force and the other percentage identifies as stay-at-home mom. So a majority of parents are in the workforce. But as I read through the comments, like Cassie, I mean, I get it. As teachers who are grossly underpaid, and this is why we do the teacher wish list every year, because they're coming out of pocket to pay for supplies, we shouldn't expect them to have to, you know, work after hours for no additional pay. And then a teacher brought up another good point, because this is not black and white. This is so layered and nuanced. Mm-hmm. Another teacher brought up a point that there are kids that if they don't do it during the day, those kids don't get to participate because there's no way for them to get back to the school and to get a ride. So you have to think about that aspect of it. And, you know, and as a full-time working mom, I do feel, and maybe this is me misremembering, but I would love to know from older generation moms, was this much asked of you when your kids were in school? Because I feel like every week there is something. And I'm like, can we just send these kids to school?
that's my issue. I'm like
I want to do stuff for sure.
Yeah.
But it's like every single week it's something.
Well, aren't you like dealing with your own guilt in a case like that? I mean, you can't do everything, but you want to. But yeah. Isn't this you just wrestling with yourself?
This
on
is
that?
Why I told you the other day, there's no such thing as having it all. There just isn't. Like something is going to give. Something's going to give, and it's either going to give at work because you're going to have to call out for work, or it's going to give that you're going to have to miss whatever's going on at your kid's school.
So I can't speak to the older parents, but I can speak to somebody who went to elementary school, you know, 20 years ago. And I do not remember my parents being asked to do this kind of stuff. So I don't know if this is like a city kid thing, like the city kids want to do more things with their parents, but like, all the performances we had were on the weekends. Like, if we were in a school play, it was on Friday or Saturday night. And we definitely didn't have muffins with mom, because if she missed it, I would have remembered it and held it over her head till this day.
And it's not just the school performances. It's even stuff like, we just celebrated Dr. Seuss Week. And I got to give it to, like, teachers. It's such a creative way to make school interesting for the kids. And I feel like that's what they're doing. But now I got to go out and buy all this stuff to make sure my kid can blend in with Dr. Seuss Week. And then I was talking to a dad who has three daughters. And so anytime this happens, he's got to buy three sets of everything so that they can participate. And I just feel like school used to be a place where kids would go to learn, and they still do. And, you know, you learn about community and friendship, and there's so many other important skills that teachers give kids. But now it's also become, well, the parents, you are also, you know, the room moms and the helpers, and we need you to fundraise for the school because we're underfunded, and we need you to come to this performance, and we need you to bring in cupcakes, and we need you to do snack time. And it's like, it's frustrating because there's so much load put on the parents, but also what are the teachers supposed to do? Like, they need help. But unfortunately, the help should be coming from somebody else, like the government, and not relying on working parents to stop their lives in order to make schools function properly.
All right, Ashley, you're a teacher, so I want to read this comment to you before we get your input on it. So this one says, so the teachers are paid contract hours, and while they love your children, they don't want to work for free. That's what you guys are asking them to do in the evening. Someone wrote, music teacher here. I don't get paid to be at school at night. Our performances are at 1 o'clock. If they want them at night, they better pay me more. Do you agree with that?
I think that's such a funny argument because teachers work non-contract hours almost every day. Almost every day. The amount of time that I work unpaid is, I mean, like, because we're teaching for the whole day, and then everything else that has to happen to make everything go and for your kids to learn, that has to happen when the kids aren't in the room. So, yeah, so that's not an argument. But my thing is, guys, it's all about the kids. It really is. Like, there are no teachers trying to cheat out of, like, working for free. We're already doing it. If we don't have it during the school day, then there are some kids that get left out because they can't get back because there's not bus service. So it's as simple as that. It's all about the kids, and it always is all about the kids. And I just wish people would step back and realize, like, we're not doing this for money.
Thank you for calling. I think we all know that.
Yeah, if you're going into the teaching field, we don't think you're doing it for the cash.
You don't have to get rich.
You don't have to say that. I'm going to take one more call because this is Kristen, who is a teacher and a mother. What a great perspective. Hey, Kristen.
Hey, good morning. One thing I want to touch on is a lot of times we do performances during the day to ensure that all the children can be there because parents also work in the evenings. And treating children back to the school for evening performances and, you know, events and things is also tricky and leads to kids being left out. And also, as a parent, do I have to tell my kid that I'm the bad mom because I had to stay after school to do this performance and I missed their performance, their soccer game, their time at the dinner table? So I agree with Cassie that, like, this is a societal issue, but that's not an easy fix. And so we are going to have these arguments until we can actually get something moving and make some real changes. But I mean, we're asking, like, which one of us is going to be the one to miss the time with our family is how that's boiling down.
Yeah.
It literally feels like a no-win situation.
Yeah. I think this falls under my favorite cliche of all time, which is the grass is brown everywhere. It's not green anywhere else.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.